بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اشترى منه بعيرا فوزن له فرجح. Still in this chapter of business principles Islamically, and that is to have a soft nature, to be accommodating, to be lenient in our business transactions. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam bought from him a camel, and in the payment it was most probably in kind, like what wheat, what dates, etc., not what cash the payment was. It was something in kind. فَوَزَنَ لَهُ. So therefore, that was measured. It was weighed. If it was money, then the money is not measured. But if it was something in kind, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid with something like that, and therefore it was weighed. فَأَرْجَحَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let the scale tip a little bit and give him a little bit extra. That is how a business person should do, conduct his business. For example, when we are weighing something, put a little bit extra. When we are measuring, where it comes exactly to the meter, instead of cutting it this side of the finger, cut it on the other side. Give another centimeter or two extra. That is how a business principle should be in Islam. وعن أبي صفوان سويد بن قيس رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو سفيان سويد بن قيس رضي الله تعالى عنه says جلبت أنا ومخرمة عبدي بزا من حجر. He says, myself and a lady, Makhrama al-Abdi, both of us, we were in business and we had bought material from a place that is called Hajar. That is some foreign material, just like today material, etc., goods are imported from overseas. From outside, we had imported some goods, some material. فَجَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Then Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ came to us. فَسَاوَمَنَا سَرَاوِيلُ. And he bought a trouser from us. Normally, the Arabs, their original dress, and the Sunnah original dress is the lungi, that a person just ties the lungi around him. But this time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought a trouser. وَعِنْدِي وَزَّانٌ يَزِنُ بِالْأَجْرِ. And he said, I had specially a person who used to weigh for us, and I paid that person, I hired his services. Thus also, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pay in cash, but he paid in kind. Whether it was with dates, whether it was with wheat or whatever, that was the payment. So this was a person who was appointed to weigh the goods. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لِلْوَزَّانِ زِنْ وَرْجِحْ. Weigh and give a little bit extra. That is, from my side, let there be a little bit extra also. There is a great business principle of zin warjih, weigh and give extra, measure and give extra. In Makkah Sharif, there was a Pakistani many years ago, the whole family who had a jewelry shop. On the passing away of the father, who was now old, he advised his children, whenever you sell gold, then give a little extra. The sons very humbly and politely told their father, we are not selling coal or wood. That if you put a little extra, what is it? Gold, even a little bit. And the whole day's sales and the month's sales, that little bit, how much won't it? When a jeweler weighs the gold, he holds his breath back also, so that on the scale it must not tip a little bit this side or that side, because a little bit is a lot of money as far as gold is concerned, etc. The father said, that is your problem, but I know the hadith that when you weigh, give a little bit extra. They listened to their father and they were doing business like that. And as is common, especially previously, that all the jewelry shops would be in a line. 10, 12 shops of jewelry shops all in one line. It was commonly seen that their shop, the customers stood in a queue, while the other shops stood empty. There were no customers. So the barakat of the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is really in the akhirat, the sawab a person will get by acting on sunnah. But in this world already Allah Ta'ala had shown. And any business that does business like that according to Islamic principles, and very sadly we have given them up and the other people have taken them up. For example, it is great, great virtue. If somebody comes and buy goods from you, he's not satisfied and he returns it again. And you accept it, hope happily from that person. There is a great Islamic principle. But sadly we see in many Muslim shops the notice is displayed. Goods one bought, one sold will not be accepted again. Whereas in Jewish shops we say that goods bought, we will accept it gladly again. Today we have lost our principles, they have taken our principles. A good friend of ours in Botswana, in Gaborone's, his rule was also if anyone buys anything and he brings it back, his rule was to the salesman, accept it, don't ask questions. A lady came back, a black lady with a radio, and he came to him, to the manager in the office, and told him she wants to return this radio. She said, don't you know our rule? We accept it back happily. But he said, but we can see the use or the usage of the radio. There is clear usage. It's not just something she's returning. He said, no problem. Give her back her money and take the radio back. When she went out of the shop, she sat on the stairs of the shop and cried loudly and loudly. She said, anyone wants to buy must only buy from this shop. The advertisement she made, all his other advertisement would not be like that. She praised him so much and she was desperately in need of that money. How much du'as, even from a non-believer, but how much du'as she must have been giving him. So these are the basic Islamic principles. Also here, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought the trouser, some sahabi radiallahu anhu asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you going to wear a trouser? That is not our dress. Are you going to dress like the other people, like the foreign people? They wear trousers, we wear lungi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I will wear it. There isn't proof that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore a trouser, but he did intend to wear a trouser instead of the lungi. And he said, there is more sitar, it covers the body more. In one hadith it comes, if a person wears a trouser, the earth makes dua for that person. Because to the earth, a person's whole bottom is open. When he wears a lungi, everything from the bottom is open. And with the sunnah, there is nothing wrong. But when you wear a trouser, now all that is covered and the earth also feels relieved. Like any person who has got any morality in him, he cannot see another person's sitter. He can't see a person not dressed properly. He feels very awkward. It can be his own brother also. It can be his father also. If he's not dressed properly, he feels awkward. Similarly, the earth also feels awkward. So therefore, wearing a trouser is more superior. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had encouraged it. And from here also we learn, it is not just a blanket ruling that what is not basically Islamic, we just reject it. Like here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though it was not originally our tariqah to wear a trouser, but Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred it. In the battle of the trench, Muslim way of war fighting was not to build a trench. Hazrat Salman, who was from Persia, he suggested we build a trench. It made lot of sense. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted it. In the same way, fighting with bow and arrow is also not basically an Arab way of fighting. They used to fight with the sword. But when they were introduced to bow and arrow, it was accepted also wholeheartedly. So today, modern weaponry will also be accepted wholeheartedly. What is more effective? But we must not lose our principles and our identity. Where it is necessary, and to the extent that it is necessary, and it does not interfere with our basic principles of Islam, then we accept those other ways also. We don't just reject just because it is not basically Islamic or Muslim, and we just reject it. We'll see every case on its merit, and where there is benefit in it, and it does not interfere with our Islamic system, then it is accepted. And this was the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana.